Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 24th. Thank you for joining in. We're thinking about our friends at Mountain Brook Baptist who are headed on mission today on the family mission trip in Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm reading from the New International Version. I want to remind you that we're in this section of Scripture where we're anticipating an eschatological deliverer. Now, that's a mouthful, but basically it means we're looking at Scriptures that point forward to the Messiah who will deliver the people. In Daniel chapter 7, Daniel has a dream, and it's a crazy vision of these four different beasts that represent kingdoms. And the fourth beast is some kind of super beast with horns. And one of the specific horns comes out to rule all the other and exalt himself even above God. But God, who is referred to as the Ancient of Days, pronounces judgment upon him. And then there's this talk of the Son of Man. And the Son of Man is a reference to the Messiah who is to come. And did you know that in the New Testament, Jesus refers to himself most as the Son of Man? There's a great video on the Bible Project titled Son of Man. Anyway, so this vision is one that encourages us to have patience, that God is going to bring his deliverer, even when the kingdoms rise and all the people of the earth are acting out on their evil intentions. There will be one who will come who is worthy to sit on the throne beside God, who is a fully human, but also is fully God, and he rules. He's on a mission to confront the beast, and he teaches us how to rule the beast by dying to ourselves, by living a life of service and humility, and self-giving love. All right, Daniel chapter 7. Here we go. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, and visions passed through his mind as he was lying in bed. He wrote down the substance of his dream. Daniel said, "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me were the four winds of heaven churning up a great sea. Four great beasts, each different from the other, came up out of the sea. The first was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted from the ground, so that it stood on 2 feet like a human being, and the mind of a human was given to it. And there before me was a second beast, which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides, and it had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. It was told, 'Get up and eat your fill of flesh.' After that, I looked, and there before me was another beast, one that looked like a leopard, and on its back it had 4 wings like those of a bird. This beast had 4 heads, and it was given authority to rule. After that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a fourth beast, terrifying and frightening and very powerful. It had large iron teeth. It crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. It was different from all the former beasts. It had 10 horns. While I was thinking about the horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which came up among them, and 3 of the first horns were uprooted before it. This horn had eyes like the eyes of a human being, and a mouth that spoke boastfully. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000s times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were open. Then I continued to watch because of the boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beast had been stripped of their authority, but were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. I, Daniel, was troubled in spirit, and the visions that passed through my mind disturbed me. I approached one of those standing there and asked him the meaning of all this. So he told me and gave me the interpretation of these things. The four great beasts are four kings that will rise from the earth. But the holy people of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. Then I wanted to know the meaning of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others and most terrifying, with its iron teeth and bronze claws, the beast that crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. I also wanted to know about the 10 horns on its head and about the other horn that came up, before which three of them fell. The horn that looked more imposing than the others, and that had eyes and a mouth that spoke boastfully. As I watched, this horn was waging war against the holy people and defeating them, until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High, and the time came when they possessed the kingdom. He gave me this explanation. The fourth beast is a fourth kingdom that will appear on earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it. The 10 horns are 10 kings who will come from this kingdom. After them, another king will rise, different from the earlier ones. He will subdue three kings. He will speak against the Most High and oppress his holy people and try to change the set times and the laws. The holy people will be delivered into his hand for a time, times, and half a time. But the court will sit, and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him. This is the end of the matter. I, Daniel, was deeply troubled by my thoughts, and my face turned pale, but I kept the matter to myself. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What do we do with a vision like that? Well, I think that we remember that God is in control. He was in control in the vision, and he's in control in our lives. Also, I think that if we look at it, these humans had become beasts. These kings that are represented by beasts represent the way that humanity becomes beast-like when they take the power that was meant for good and they turn it into evil. And so the question for us is, how can we be a people who use our power for good? And then I just love the image of who Jesus is. In verse 14, it's very clear. The Son of Man was given authority and glory and sovereign power, and all nations and peoples of every language worshiped him. And his dominion was an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And it got me thinking about one of our saints that was a part of Mountain Brook Baptist who has gone before us, and how she prayed for the nations to come to Christ every week. And she would I think before she died, she was able to pray through the Operation World Calendar many times so that those around the world would come to faith. And it challenged me and made me think that might be a good thing for us to do on Saturdays, to pray for the nations. And so I had Qatar come to mind. I'm not sure if it was because of the World Cup last year or why, but Qatar is a little country between Saudi Arabia and UAE. And on the website for Operation World, it says that almost every Qatari follows Islam. And they ask us to pray that Qataris at home and abroad would hear about Jesus and for the birth of the Qatari church. Will you pray with me? Lord, we're so thankful for your word. We're reminded in it that you are seated on a throne and our Lord Jesus is seated at your right hand. And we're just thankful that all authority has been given to him and every nation and people from every language worship him. And we just pray, Lord, for Qatari people today. We ask for the birth of the Qatari Christian church. We ask, Lord, that you would give them visions and dreams. And in them, our Lord Jesus would appear. We thank you, Lord, for the cross. We thank you, Lord, that our sin is covered in your blood. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the opportunity not to be beast-like, but on the opposite, to bring about good and restored humanity. And so today, help us to use our powers for good. Help us to be as you were on the earth, Lord, one that gave of yourself and humbly served others. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.